Yes, I remember starting very early, riding my bicycle from Llanillion across Cardiff. But by then we were in Llanillion, not in Ely anymore. The day would start with getting everybody up. Those who were more volatile and more ambulant would obviously get up first, and then we would sort the clothes and dress them, or change anybody who'd got wet in the night, strip any of the beds. Breakfast trolley would come in and we would organise breakfast, though some would be already sitting down, already ready before the others came in. Then all the breakfast things were cleared away, and it entailed wiping faces. That was the other thing that sticks in my mind. Not a lot of time was given to young people to encourage them to be more independent with their own hygiene needs. There were a few who were able to do that, but those who weren't, there was no time to give them that time. It was done for them or to them. Then some youngsters would just go into the day room. Staff were busy clearing everything away, often doing, cleaning duties as well. There weren't enough cleaning staff there. They also had some went into the day room. Some would just go back and lie on their beds. If it was a fine, dry day, we would go out onto the yard area with many of them. But there was no time. There was some time for some staff to perhaps play with them, but not real time. Then the morning would fly by, they'd have a drink. Morning would fly by, and the lunch would arrive, and the afternoon was passed in very much the same way. And then I can recall us